Time to make Andy Baskin's head explode right here on the radio.
Come on now.
It's what we're going to do.
Come on.
Or it's what we're going to do.
All right, make my head explode.
Shall we?
Go for it.
Do it.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
And today, Andy, in our never-ending search for quarterback talent here in Cleveland, Ohio, we're going to look at the guy that you just screamed about, who you said, no. I don't want the circus. I don't want any. I don't want Shedeur Sanders.
I never said that. Never said that.
I think you said you don't want a quarterback at two.
Yeah,
and you don't want his dad.
Yeah, well, that's true. I don't want his dad.
Well, but every player.
It's not that I'm against him. I'm just, if they want Shedeur Sanders, they better not just like him. They better love him.
Aw, that's nice. Better love him. So here's the deal.
Okay.
This is Deion's son, as we all know.
Yes.
And if you just want to, like, look at numbers, oh, my God. The guy put up incredible numbers. Now, first at Jackson State for 2 years, where his head coach was who, Andy?
I think his dad.
And then at 2 years at Colorado, where his head coach was who, Andy?
Primetime.
And, you know, he actually put up really big numbers in high school.
Sure.
Where his offensive coordinator was who, Andy?
In high school, too, his dad? Wow.
Which has made Cam Newton, of all people, the voice of reason here. Cam Newton said, I wonder if he can play for anybody else. Because he's had his dad paving his way on everything and holding back criticism and, you know, off. I just thought it was an interesting thing that Cam said, and he said it on ESPN. Just that, can he actually play for somebody other than his father? Because his dad has always been his coach. Always. And I thought, well, that's a really interesting point. But, you know, I could sit here and go over the numbers. They're silly good. Let's just put it that way. They are silly good. And everybody thinks highly of him. Now, in watching video of him and watching what he's done, you know, since he's been at Colorado, they weren't very good at Colorado, you know, a year ago. They were like 4-9. And this year they were better. I think they were 9-4, turned around. They were better, 10-3, whatever they were. They were better. And I've been trying to think of who he kind of reminded me of. And I didn't think of anybody actually until the last break. And I thought, you know what? I think that's kind of it. It reminds me of Sam Darnold a little bit. And Dan's rolling his eyes. The reason I say that is this.
No. That wasn't an eye roll.
It's not bad, intriguing. Is it? Yeah.
It's not the one I would have made.
I don't think he's got
the arm strength.
The reason is this. He throws it pretty well. Mm-hmm. He hangs in the pocket pretty well. He's pretty accurate. And it looks like he knows what he's doing, and he runs okay, which is a really strange thing for me to think, you know, and this is not fair to the kid. I mean, your dad's Deion Sanders, and you don't, you know, running's not the big part of your game? Well, no, it's not, actually. He was sacked 42 times last year. His running totals are, like, non-existent because it's not really a part of his game, and those sack totals have eaten into those yards. He's not like Jalen Milroe when it comes to running the football. He's not like Cam Ward when it comes to running the football. He's been sacked a ton, but I think he's mobile enough to help out when he needs to and to kind of spin out of trouble sometimes. And I think that's okay. And so he can sling it. His arm's pretty good. The one thing I did think in watching a lot of video of him at Colorado, man, were his receivers open.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, were his receivers good. Now, you know, quarterback has something to do with good receivers. Ask Jameis Winston what he did for the Browns receivers who suddenly, you know, burst onto the scene. But in watching him, Andy, I thought, okay, I think he's pretty good. And I'd be hesitant to take him at number two.
Really? That doesn't make my head explode. Look, he doesn't make my head explode as a football player. Like, especially if they didn't draft him number two overall, it would take all the pressure off him. I'm concerned about his dad. I'm sorry. I mean, we've been down this road before. And, you know.
What if dad's busy, though? Like coaching Colorado?
Okay, so you want me to give you the quotes that he said earlier? I mean, does this make you think he's going to be busy? I'm going to watch over him. What did he say? I'm going to be dad till the cows come home, and with Travis Hunter as well. It's nothing against
the kid.
Shedeur Sanders. Like, I don't
Who,
have
by the way, by
all
accounts, all. Is a good kid.
Yeah.
Good attitude.
I don't want to walk down. I just don't want them to take their top pick based on making the team relevant. You know what I'm saying? We've walked down that road before.
Do you think they would? See, I don't think they would do that.
They've done it before.
Because that's why. I don't think they would do it again. I think they've learned. Some words from Mel Kiper about the quarterbacks in this draft.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mel, the big draft analyst for ESPN.
Yeah, as far as he knows.
He said these guys have been forced up, the quarterbacks.
Yes.
Forced up. They'll be overdrafted. And the reason why is supply and demand. And Kiper has the Browns drafting Travis Hunter at number 2.
Who, by the way, and no one's talking about this either, that Deion said that he's going to treat him just like his son. So is he going to try to steer him away?
But hang on. Kiper drafted him at number 2 for the Browns in his latest mock. But he said, I'm not going to include trades until my 4th mock. And he said, but I can see the Raiders trading up to 2 to draft Shedeur and the Browns dropping to 6. The scenario we talked about with Daryl.
And now, what are the Browns getting for that pick?
Would be this year's pick, the 6th.
Switch picks this
the
year.
The 6th, and next year's Raiders number 1.
You're getting next year's Raiders number 1.
Yeah.
You have 2 first-round picks next year.
And there was something else thrown in, too.
Yeah, I'll take a second, too.
Now, there's one thing, you know, we've heard about these quarterbacks, and the guy at the Senior Bowl said the quarterbacks in this draft might be 7th and 8th. Well, already NFL.com has some draft profiles out. They don't have all the rankings out. But I did a little search and found that they do have draft grades already early on Cam Ward and Sanders.
Okay.
Cam Ward was a 6.39, and that would have put him 5th behind Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy.
Is that 6 out of 10?
Would have had him 5th out of last year's draft class.
That's out of 10, right?
Well, out of anybody. Out of every quarterback coming out.
So these numbers, though, you're saying it's a 6 out of 10.
No. It's, well, I forget how high they go. But nobody's really high, and it's not based on a 10 scale.
Okay.
Caleb Williams was like a 6.9 or something like
Again,
that.
Again, because if that's out of 10, those are Ds.
No. Well, Caleb Williams was the number 1 pick. So it's not.
Okay.
I think it's based on 7.
Okay.
How dare you? You can get a degree with a D. Trust me.
See?
Really?
There you go.
I didn't realize that.
The NFL.com has Sanders at a 6.3, which I thought, well, that's kind of high. And that was higher than everybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. It was lower than Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Cam Ward, but the same as Bo Nix. So I think it's pretty clear that Sanders is going to play in the NFL and have a chance to be okay. But is he the guy that you want to, you know, pin your hopes to and make him the guy that this is the man that we're going to make sure is our quarterback? The one thing, Andy, I thought he stood in the pocket real well. He throws a nice ball. He has enough mobility where, you know, he can get out of some trouble and get into the end zone a little bit.
I mean,
I didn't like him nearly as much as watching Cam Ward. And I'll be honest, I was more intrigued by Jackson Dart than I was Shedeur Sanders. And it's not because I didn't think Shedeur was pretty good, because I did. I thought it was pretty good. But, you know, and you've got to kind of cut through the hype with Shedeur, because the hype is so compelling,
yeah,
damning, whatever you want. I mean, the kid doesn't deserve the bad hype that he has because some people might not want Deion around.
Sure.
So
I just
some team's going to take him, and some team's going to get a good quarterback. Are they going to get a great quarterback? That's the question, and I don't know that.
Again, has nothing to do with the last name, but I do agree with you that if you're going to draft a quarterback at 2, you better love him, and he better be great. Because you're going to spend the next 3-4 years sitting around wondering, why did we pick that guy if it doesn't work out? Kiper said something else about Sanders that I really like, and he brought up this point, and I think here this might be really relevant. He said you won't find a tougher or more resilient quarterback prospect than Sanders, who took 99 sacks over the last two seasons put up pretty strong numbers. So I respect that. Again, I respect the player. If the Browns are going to go get him, they better love him. And here you go. Go out and buy your jerseys because he better be here for 5, 6, 7 years. We haven't had a 6-year quarterback before 99.
I do think there's a chance that he ends up here. If the Titans like him more, I'd be much more intrigued by Cam Ward here. I mean, there's so many different scenarios that could happen, but of the young guys that we've been digging into, Cam Ward looks the most intriguing to me right now. Mike is driving around in his car. Mike.
Andy, Jeff,
hey,
thanks
Mike.
For having me on. I love your show. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
So, all this talk, you go through all these hypotheticals of what about this scenario, what about that, and I think in the simplest terms is just because you need a quarterback does not necessarily mean that quarterback is going to be available this year, whether that's through the draft, free agency, or trade. So, in my opinion, if they can stay there at two and somebody falls in love with one of these guys and you can move down a few spots and pick up a pick or two for next year, you do that and then you just take a Carter, a Graham, a Hunter who's there. I think the worst thing you can do is be needy and react on that. And my biggest fear is that, Andrew Berry, the front office, they feel the pressure that they have to go get this quarterback now. And really, if you're going to force something, it can't work. So I hope they don't. I hope we trust the coaching staff, trust the GM. They make their decision. If it's staying at two and pick another player, I'm fine with it. But I just don't want to see them, go after a quarterback because they have to do it because they're in fear for their jobs, if that makes any sense.
Mike, it makes perfect sense. And thank you, Mike, for the phone call.
I'll bring this point up. Yep.
I think that is a concern. And it's this. If you trade down and pick up draft picks for next year but don't win games next year, you're probably not the guy making that pick in 2026, and you're probably not the guy coaching the guy who's going to get picked in 2026.
Let me give you the sign of disaster. If they bring in especially a quarterback at two that Kevin Stefanski's not on board with, forget about the season. Forget about it. Like, Kevin Stefanski needs to sign off if they take a quarterback. Maybe not so much on defense. And maybe it should be any player. But I mean, Kevin's job's on the line this year. Can we please get him a quarterback we think he can work with, that we think he can be successful with, that he thinks he can get us to the playoffs with or on the brink of the playoffs with, and get him moving back in that direction rather than what we saw last year? If they bring in a guy at number two that Kevin is not on board with, we're all going to pay for it. We're going to lose. We're all going to be losers in this one.
However, maybe that's what they have to do.
Bring in someone that Kevin doesn't want?
Bring in
that's
someone.
Silly.
You've been throwing out the word love, Andy.
Yes, yes.
Love is a very strong emotion.
Yes, it is.
Love is a big deal. And this is where your head's going to explode, where you don't have to love a quarterback, but if you just kind of like one, you might need to take that guy. I'll tell you why coming up on Baskin and Phelps.